You're listening to She's Trying to Get By, the podcast about two girls who are quite literally just trying to get by through school and the social pressures that come with being a young adult. We're your hosts. I'm Jaylen.
And I'm Alexis.
And on today's episode, new season!
New season!
Hello, welcome back. If it's your first time, welcome.
Yes, welcome, welcome. We're so excited to have you.
We're just going to give a little life update. It's been a month, new year, new us.
Yeah, new goals, bigger bags.
Yeah.
So, JJ, what have you been up to for the past month?
Oh my God, like what's new about me?
Yeah, what's new? What's tea?
I've been making more time. Oh my God, I keep talking about reading every episode. It's kind of... Whatever. I'll keep it brief. I'll keep it short. Trying to get my reading goals in. Mm-hmm. Lessening the screen time and instead using that time to read. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to do a gua sha routine because I'm trying to look snatched.
Period. But you gotta tell me about that because what is gua sha?
Do you not know what that is? It's,
no.
It's when you've seen it. It's
oh,
when they go like that.
That's what they call it. Like the facings.
It's a Chinese medicine practice. Mm-hmm. And it basically drains your lymph nodes and it sculpts your face and makes it more defined and toned.
Oh.
And yeah, it's like a little crystal plate.
Yeah, like the pink ones or the green ones,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I just didn't know the name.
And what else is new? Oh, I've been trying to pack lunches and not eat out that much.
Okay, love that for you.
What about you?
Me, what's new? Well, I just turned 21.
Oh, yeah. OMG.
So that's exciting. Got to do a Vegas trip soon because you'll be 21 too.
Oh, yeah.
We go to Vegas.
Oh, my God.
That'd be fun. But I'm about to quit my job.
Which one?
HomeSense.
True.
Yeah, I'm about to quit a job.
You've been like hanging on by thread with that decision.
Thread, literally. But I'm so excited to do that. I'm going to have much more time to focus on like other goals that I have and like getting through school and my other job. So I'm really excited for that. What else has been new? Honestly, that's it. Like I'm just trying to get by.
Yeah.
Literally just trying to get by school and work this semester. These past few months. Oh, and I'm also looking for an internship. So that's been kind of fun, actually.
Oh my God, wait, me too.
Really?
Well, soon.
Soon.
That was my original plan to get one this summer, but mm-hmm. I haven't yet looked. I have a great thing to talk about, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That just reminds me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the theme of my month for January is that the things that you the seeds that you plant now. Is what's important. Like the things that you plan and do for yourself now, it's going to blossom and become like this big thing in the future. But obviously you're not going to see the growth and the process.
I love that.
It's true. Like the gua sha thing, you know, I'm doing it every day, but it's not like, you know, I do it once and then tomorrow I'm going to have a sculpted ass. Oh, sorry. I'm going to have a really snatched face.
Yeah.
And same with, What am I doing? I might start getting in shape.
Love that.
I kind of am. I've been like trying to like get in my walks more, my cardio. But obviously, it's not an instant change.
Yeah, of course not.
And working as much as possible so that in the summertime I can go on vacation, have that money saved up. So I'm thinking like the things that you do now is what's gonna be. It's important. The small changes you put into your life.
Yeah.
It's going to be a thing. How do I say it?
Like you'll reap the fruits of your labor.
That's not what I say. Bear the fruits?
No. You're going to reap the fruits. Of your labor.
Bear.
No, but you're going to reap it. Like you're going to take it in.
I mean,
like,
yeah, the same. That's kind of synonyms anyways, right?
Yeah, like the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you said the Warner Brothers thing, like I'm like... Obviously, now they're talking about internships, but I'm like, I don't want to think about internships right now. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I have to apply for it and everything and, like, look into it now for it to happen in the summer, you know?
Exactly. That's, like, me, too. I've kind of been scared. I'm like, oh, my God, like, in order to like get this, I have to start now. That means like looking over my resume and cover letters. And like in the moment, it seems like so big. But like you just know, like, you know what? Like in May, you'll have that internship and you'll be in that role. And you're going to learn so much. And by August, like, you know, you're going to have a whole experience to talk about in a few months. So it's just like getting the hard things done now to see the benefits of it later on.
Yes.
I also feel like it's such a like good mindset to have, but it's also so hard. But like, I think it's hard, but I also think that it's something that could keep you going.
Yeah.
When you think about, you know what, I'm doing this now, but in a year or in 3 months, this is going to be the outcome.
Exactly.
So I love that. I love that. Like, what did you say? You said seeds, planting seeds.
Plant the seeds now.
Plant the seeds
now. And watch it blossom later.
Mm, you know what I also heard? I heard that when you want something specific, like if it's, say you want to work for a company, if you plant a seed into that company, oftentimes you'll reap benefits as well.
Mm-hmm.
So like say it's like you want to work for a nonprofit charity and you donate to that company, oftentimes that's going to come back to you and you'll end up like having something with that like charity or something. I don't know. I've heard about it. Like you have to plant a seed where you want to grow.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know if I'm wording it correctly.
We have the vision and the mindset, but not the right words.
Not the right words. Like, I just hope you guys know what I'm trying to say. But, yeah.
Somebody said, like, I saw this, I think it was on TikTok. They said that they spend at least 1 hour to 4 hours of their time a day for the future. Like, they do something that will benefit them in the future.
I love that.
And you don't have to do something big every day, obviously.
Yeah.
Just small changes, small things. It's going to... Mm-hmm. Add up, it's going to accumulate, you're still growing and putting in progress.
Yeah, like it is the small things that add up. Like if you're writing a book and you spend 1 hour a day writing, like that 1 hour is gonna add up to a lot of content.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, like it's gonna work out, guys. Gonna work out. You have to invest time into yourself to see positive results.
You know what? I've been like, what type of mindset I've been having?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I shouldn't eat out today because that's my vacation money.
Oh, stop! No, that's so good. Can we
but
switch?
It's true.
Can I get that, please?
I was like, I probably shouldn't buy food because I need to save my money. And even if it's like what, a $12 meal.
$12 adds up.
It's still $12 saved.
Exactly. It adds up, honestly.
Oh,
I feel like spending freezes are really good. Like when
you
you literally tell yourself, okay, the next 2 weeks, like I'm not spending money on anything that is like miscellaneous.
True.
So like if I have bills to pay, if I know like I already made plans for this, this and that, mm-hmm. and I have these bills, that's all my money's going towards. But I'm not spending money on food. I'm not buying clothes and shoes and makeup that I don't need in this moment. Like just do a spending freeze. And then like once you start doing that and like for a few months and being consistent, you'll actually realize like, damn, I could save a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like separate your wants from your needs. And then
it's hard.
It's hard.
I love spending money.
Me too.
I love buying things.
But think about it. Like, you know, like you spend money and like you feel good for a moment. But like, just think about how good you'll feel when you see that fat balance in your account.
Exactly. Like, oh my gosh.
That's fat
true.
Balance in your account. Guys, money's stressful.
It is.
But it doesn't have to be.
No,
don't think of money. Don't put emotional attachments to money and it won't be stressful.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Words, bars.
Bars.
Because
some people's emotions are so wrapped up in money and they're just always sad. Like, money should not be the ruler of your life.
Money is energy.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is.
No, it is. 110%.
Yeah.
Like, money is energy.
I think that's why I can like really make people upset and
mm-hmm.
like they get obsessed over it and it's gonna be a burden.
Yeah. And I also think like when you're too focused on like what the money could get you, that's when you start getting like really sad and like worried and frustrated over it, because it's just like, I don't have money so I can't get this, especially when it's like material things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't let those things, like, rule your life, you know?
Yeah.
Not a shirt. Not a designer shirt.
Not a shirt.
Please.
Whenever you go to HomeSense, we always buy, like, a mug. No more mugs no for more us. Mugs. No more candles.
Stop.
But it's true. Not for a while.
Okay, that made me sad, but... No more mugs.
No more mugs. No more, like, HomeSense trips where you just buy, like, the first cute thing you see.
Me crying literally right now. Me so sad. But, yeah, no.
Do things now that your future self will thank you for.
Oh, yeah. Say that one more time so they can hear it.
This is the title of the episode. I already know.
Yes.
Do things now that your future self will thank you for.
Amen.
That's what this is all about. January, yes. Renewal, new season. We're planting seeds. We're making plans.
Love that. Renewal. Oh, my God. I have an episode on that on TikTok. I said it's like the season of renewal.
It is.
Stop.
New year, new season.
Stop.
Bigger ideas. Changes.
Yep.
On to our goals. Well, first, let's talk about our goals from the last episode. Which was our shy episode. Mm-hmm. I remember your goal was to go to an event and...
I think it was literally just go to the event because, like, I was kind of scared to, like, go and, like, nervous.
Yeah.
So for me, the event actually got canceled.
That's too bad. I was like, I haven't heard from you about the event.
Yeah. It was canceled literally right off. So I was like, okay. Works for me.
But you'll be there at the next one.
Yeah. I'll be at the next one for sure. I will. I will. But yeah, what was your goal?
I think it was to, I guess, be more talkative and like try to start conversations, say yes to things more, like invites, hangouts. Mm-hmm. And I did.
Good.
I remember immediately after I, like, was invited to things of, like, and it was, like, people who I've met through class, you know, they were like, do you want to hang out here afterwards? Do you want to come to this thing? And it is a little, like, as a socially anxious person and who's very shy, it is very, a little nerve-wracking. It's a little, like, to say yes to these things. But you know what? I had such a great time. And I think it's all about... I try to mirror what my outgoing friends do, you know? They seem very loose and they, like, are so open to just talking about anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to kind of match that energy, you know? So I tried to do a bit of that when I was, like, invited to these hangouts and to these events.
I love that.
Yeah, but I think I accomplished my goal quite well. Mm-hmm. I remember I said yes to a lot of outings and like hanging around people. I befriended a lot of people since then, actually.
I know.
And it's so amazing and fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I was literally like thinking, I was like, Jalen has grown so much.
Oh my gosh.
Like from 2020 until today, you're like... in your, like, mature era, like...
No way. Thank you.
You're not, like... You don't portray, like, the timid energy. You're like, you know what? Like, just say this. Or, like, even the email thing. You're like, oh, just say this in the email. Like, you know? I'm like, damn, JJ. Like, you used to be like, oh, I don't know.
Gotta get straight to the point here.
Yeah, like, you're really, like... Jalen has really grown.
Thank you. I think the same way about you.
Really?
You read my card, my birthday card. Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I was like, I hope she finds it. It's like kind of hidden in that big bag.
Yeah, I saw it. I read it last night. It was so cute.
But it's true. I said, it's such an honor, and I'm so proud to see her grow into such a beautiful, successful woman. And I was there throughout the whole journey.
Yeah.
Lucky me.
It's crazy, like, having a friend for years and, like, seeing their development. You're just like, wow. Like, we used to be, like, you know, little timid girls with, like, big dreams. This was, like, literally, like, 3 years ago, like, 2020.
This was literally, yeah, like, during COVID.
Yeah, during COVID.
During COVID, I had no idea life was going to be like this.
Yeah, me neither.
It's That's amazing.
Who would have known? All those times, like, us crying on the phone, helping each other through problems, and, like, look, like, we've got past all of those moments.
When we would have those, would we sit on the couch or, like, on FaceTime talking about having a podcast?
Yeah, and look, we have a podcast.
It's crazy.
I heard something. But yeah, we have a podcast, guys. Did we even tell them how we started this podcast? Like, we literally used to, like, be over at each other's house and, like, talk about the most deep things.
For hours.
And we wouldn't even plan it. It would just happen every single time.
I think that's why it works for us.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that's why also a lot of people start podcasts as well, because they have similar experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's fun. Try it out.
It is. You guys should try something new. But yeah, what are we...
Oh, new goals.
Yeah.
For, in terms of renewal and...
What are we planting? What seeds are we planting right now for the future?
What seeds are we planting?
I mean, for me, I'm like, I need to at least save.
Mm-hmm.
Get better at saving so I can enjoy my vacation in the summertime. What counts as planting seeds is also, like, what you're also removing and, like, lessening and limiting in your life. So I think, I mean, I said this to you before we started recording, like, I had a whole month and a half long break of rest and, like, fun.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have, like, already since the semester started, there's so many things. God, my stomach.
She's hungry.
I'm actually hungry. There's already so many things piling up, and, you know, it's stressful, it's crazy, and but the only way I could stay on top of things is I gotta make sacrifices and limit playtime, fun time, me time, which sucks. But you know what? If I really want the good grades, the good work, the good experiences, I have to put in the time and have to lessen the fun time.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I already had a good fun time with friends and, like, hanging out, relaxing for a month. So I think if I limit that now, I'm going to be really happy about that and proud that I did that later on.
Exactly. Like, even just in a few months, like, end of April, you'll be like, oh, my God, I really, like, focused.
I didn't procrastinate.
Exactly.
I didn't waste my time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just think about that. And April is so soon. Like, that feeling of satisfaction is going to be there, like, in a few months.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I did that.
I'm going to think past me.
Mm-hmm.
I got to remember that.
Yep. And little you would be proud. Little JJ would be proud. Just think about that. I love that. But, yeah, no. Honestly, I'm learning a bit from you because I was kind of, like, in the opposite. I was kind of, like, thinking negatively, which isn't the best. I was like, oh, my God, that month break was so good. Like, why do I have to
And you're like,
here?
I'm back here again.
I'm back here again. Like, I don't want to do this. I'd rather have, like, rest. But, like, okay, realistically, who's really, like, sitting at home doing nothing for a month? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Who's really sitting at home not working, not going to school, not doing things to benefit their future right now? So I just have to think, like, do the small things now to benefit me in the future, like JJ's saying. And I really think I just need that mind shift, mindset switch.
Yeah. And hey, who says you can't have any rest or fun time at all anymore? You can. It's just, you still get to have it, but just less of it.
Exactly.
But still, you still have it. You can make time for it. And I think the more, if you work hard and get your things done, you know, you have more time to have fun time, relaxation time, you time.
Exactly. So I think my goal is to, you said eliminating thing counts as planting seeds. My goal is to have handed my letter of resignation.
Oh.
So I have to eliminate that because it's too much for me at the moment. You have to know what you can handle and what you can. Honestly, it worked for me for a few months, almost a year. It worked for me for a year.
Yeah.
But now I have a bigger course load. I have to work on Saturdays. I have to work on Fridays. And, like, I need time to do my schoolwork so that I'm not overwhelmed and, like, you know, sacrificing all of my fun time and all of my me time. Yeah. So you have to know what works for you. And I've figured out after a lot of thinking that that is what's going to be best for me. So I'm going to do that for sure. It's going to be sad, but I have to do it. And then what else am I going to do? Thinking about renewal. I think I'm going to pick... No, you know what I'm going to do? Like we talked about earlier, you said like some people invest like 3 or 4 hours into something that they like into their future.
Yeah.
I'm going to, I have this project that I've been wanting to work on for a long time. I've been saying I'm going to do it, but I haven't. So this is the time and you guys could hold me accountable. I'm going to spend an hour a day, even if it's like at 10 p.m., 10 to 11, working on it.
Also doesn't have to be an hour if you absolutely can't do an hour.
Yeah.
It's the goal.
It's the goal, yeah.
Even just 30, 20 minutes.
Exactly. Like, if I have 30 minutes of my day and I'm just, like, sitting there, like, oh, I'm just going to scroll on Instagram. No, I'm going to work on it because...
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I have a really good point, guys.
What?
Those creative ideas that you have, start them.
Yeah.
You know what's the scariest thing? Thinking about, like, you feel like you have such a unique idea and, like, you are brought here to, like, fulfill that like, purpose. But, like, if I'm speaking about God, God's word does not come back void. So if you don't get on it, somebody else is going to do it and you're going to be sitting there punching yourself and you're going to be like, oh, that was my idea. Why didn't I do it? Do it. Do it. That's what freaking gets me. Am I allowed to say friggin'? I'm just not going to say it. But that is what gets me going because I have a lot of good ideas and I would be on the floor kicking and screaming if somebody else did that and like made a successful living out of it. Because I'd be like, damn, I had that idea. Why didn't I get on it? So get on it.
Get on it.
Stop wasting time. Time is not to be wasted.
Yeah.
Time is not to be wasted.
Plant the seeds now so you don't waste your time.
Exactly. Plant the seeds now. To get the benefits, guys. Like, even if it's 5, 10 years that you're working on something, just start now. Start now, and you'll see the benefits. Whenever it is, you're still going to see the benefits.
Exactly.
So, that's all, I guess.
So, our message to you guys is, what is it now? And well, you could be listening to this at any time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows when, but... What is it that you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? And what can you do now in order to get to that point, to achieve it?
Mm-hmm.
What can you do? What can you start now? Even if it's like so little, what can you do?
Exactly. Let that question resonate with you.
And we hope it all works out. It is going to work out, but we hope the ideas flow for you, that you achieve all your dreams and goals. And we'll see you on the next episode of She's Trying to Get By.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening.